Hey there. I noticed you falling behind, so I thought I'd hang back and check up on you. You okay? Wow, you're breathing pretty hard already. First marathon? Don't feel bad, it's not easy. I remember my first time. I couldn't feel my legs for like a week afterwards. What's your name? Running a marathon is all about pacing yourself. It's really more of a mental game than a physical one. I know it doesn't feel that way, but trust me. Follow my lead for a bit. Let's slow down and give you a chance to catch your breath. Long, easy strides and in through your nose. And gently exhale out through your mouth. Yes, just like that. Take it easy for as long as you need to. Just try to match your pace with the pace of your breathing. Nice, slow, and easy. You're doing much better already. Although, I think I'm seeing one of your problems now. Your form is, well, excuse me for saying so, but it's kind of a mess. Proper form is important for an endurance test like this. Keep your back straight and your shoulders loose. Don't clench your hands into fists. Let your palms stay open and relaxed. Swing your arms from side to side and don't let them flail too much. Bend your knees, but not too much. Looks like you're still struggling a bit. Here. Watch how I do it. I keep my back straight, lean forward just a bit, and I let the momentum of each stride carry me into the next one. Keep breathing nice and easy and watch me for a bit. Adjust your form to match mine if you can. How about another deep breath? In. And out. There you go. You're getting it pretty quick. Come on, let's see you try and match my current speed. Very good. You're a fast learner. There's no need to rush any more than this, though. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Sorry, bad joke. Hey, since you've collected yourself a lot now, I have a question for you. Did you seriously think I didn't notice you staring at my ass back there? Hey, watch it. Don't trip. Wow, you get flustered easily, huh? That gives me a fun idea. I know exactly how to make sure you make it over the finish line. Like I said, it's more about your mentality than anything. And when it comes to your mentality, nothing keeps you going quite like some good motivation. And watching your eyes lock onto my swaying hips and ass while I was showing off my form, I think I know just the motivation to keep you going as long as you need to. It's obvious that you find me attractive. It's all right, there's no need to be shy about it. I'm flattered, really. And honestly, you're not too bad yourself. What if I told you there was a reward waiting for you at the end of this race? Would that be enough for you to fight through your fatigue? Oh, you want to know what I have in mind? Well, new friend, I promise all will be revealed in time. It's good to see that you're interested, though. Is that a bit of drool on your chin, or are you just sweating harder all of a sudden? Only teasing. Don't think about the reward right away. For now, let's go back to focusing on your breathing and form. Maintain your current speed. I'm going to take the lead again. Okay. Now we're in a good position for you to study my form again. And I want you to study it very closely. Do you like how these leggings hug my legs and ass? Accentuating every curve, leaving almost nothing to the imagination as my hips bounce from side to side. Side to side. Watch the sway of my perfect ass in these leggings. It's the arch of my back that lets it stand out so much. Keep your back straight, just like mine. We're going to get you in good form. Very good. As I thought, all it took was the proper motivation. Not only that, but you're running a little faster. You didn't even notice, did you? Excitement will do that for sure. And I can tell you're getting quite excited in more ways than one. I hope this isn't too distracting. You seem to be keeping up, all things considered. You're thinking about that reward, aren't you? What would motivate you the most? Maybe after the race, I'll take you back to my place and let you bury your face in between these plump, sweaty ass cheeks that you seem so fixated on. Or maybe it isn't my ass that's really caught your attention. No, that's not it. Is it? At least my ass isn't the only thing you've been staring at. Like I said, these leggings leave so little to the imagination. You can make out my every curve. See how the muscles of my legs bulge as I continue jogging at a medium pace. You like my legs a lot, don't you? Is that why you decided to run a marathon? So you could get a look at some hot girls in tight leggings? You dirty thing. Again, only teasing. I do love how easily flustered you get there. It's adorable, and honestly, it's kind of flattering. Maybe that's the reward that'll motivate you perfectly. After we finish up here, I'll have you worship every inch of my voluptuous legs. I'll let you kiss and lick up and down the length of them, from my pillowy thighs to my toned calves. And maybe, if you do a really good job, I'll even let you linger a little higher than that. Or maybe you'd be interested in something else. I wonder, does your fixation with my legs extend to my feet as well? You make it way too easy to tell. Your reactions are just too precious. Picture it now while you continue staring at my legs. Peeling these leggings off, feeling up and down every inch of my legs that you're fixated on. Until you work your way down to my feet. Maybe you'd be satisfied just giving them a rub or even a sniff. Maybe you wouldn't be able to help yourself. You would just have to taste my sweaty feet fresh off of running a marathon. Giving each toe individual attention, savoring my flavor. We could always add that little dose of domination when I beat you in this marathon. Is that the reward you had in mind? I can tell you're getting a little too worked up, though. You're running much faster now, and your breathing, it's getting heavy again. Not to mention, those athletic shorts of yours don't leave much to the imagination, either. It's kind of hot that I can get you like this already, but I think we need to slow down and take another breather. There's a long way to go, after all. And I know that you don't want to miss out on that sweet, sweet reward. So slow down the pace just a bit. Focus on your breathing once more. Slowly in. And out. Just like that. Controlling your breathing is so important. I bet you don't even feel the soreness of your legs anymore, right? And then again, that could be because your blood is rushing elsewhere at the moment. You're so fun to tease, you know that? I wonder what other things I could use to motivate you. Well, there's always the way my perky breasts bounce from side to side with each stride I take. Not to mention the way my nipples poke through this sweaty tank top so easily. It's almost hypnotic, the way they move. I wish I could show you, but I think it's better if you keep your eyes forward. Hey, don't go trying to sneak a peek now. I'm gonna have to take the lead again. Try not to get too excited staring at my ass, okay? I wonder, is there any part of my body that doesn't get you excited? I don't think so. I think that you love just about every inch of me. And that's good, because if you keep impressing me this much, I'm going to make sure the reward later is thorough. Still, I'm not sure if that's enough motivation to keep going to the end. What could I use to excite you even further? Well, whatever we do after this, you're gonna be pretty exhausted after moving around so much. I bet you'll want to rest. A way to totally relax and let someone take care of you for a while. I know just the way. Have you ever been tied up before? Your reaction tells me you either have or you're open to the idea of that. I don't have anything too crazy in mind. Maybe I can tie your arms down with some bed sheets and straddle you with my gorgeous trained legs that you just can't get enough of. I'll wrap them around your midsection and grind on you just a bit to get you excited. Then once I think you're ready, I'll take my pretty little toes and wrap them around that aching cock of yours. All the while, you'll be unable to do anything but squirm and writhe from the pleasure of it all. I think that would be a lot of fun, don't you? I think we deserve some reprieve like that after pushing ourselves so hard. And I assure you, it'll be pleasurable for both of us. Your breathing is getting erratic again. Remember, you don't have to go too hard now. We've got all day to finish the marathon, and I think you'll want to save at least some of your energy for later. Hey, what's wrong? Don't tell me you're getting tired again. We're already halfway there. Don't give up now. You can do it. I know you can. Let's slow down again. Take another breath. In. And out. Just stay at this speed for a while. Don't focus on how tired you feel. Focus on your breathing and focus on me. Watch me as I take the lead again. My hips swaying so rhythmically as my legs support them so elegantly. Focus on the sound of my shoes lightly hitting the pavement with each step. Follow the sound of my feet hitting the ground and Just don't think about how hard it is to run for so long. Focus all that tiredness into a hyper-focus. That's purely on me and on my voice. Think about how amazing it's gonna feel when you cross that finish line. My warm approval, just so physical, you could bask in it. And think about how sweet the reward that comes afterward will be. Or better still, don't think at all. Just move your body without thinking at all. Keep your eyes fixed on me. Your mind fixed on me. All your efforts and all your focus, just all on me. Don't worry about running into anything. Your eyes can take care of that in the background, and I'll guide you. Just trust me and keep putting one foot in front of the other. That's all you need to be concerned with right now. Back straight, shoulders loose. Very good. Your form is perfect now. And I think I figured out exactly how I'm going to reward you after this. Would you like to know? I'll tell you, but only if you promise to keep running no matter what you hear. Oh my. Eager, aren't we? Are you sure you'll be able to handle it? It would be a shame if you had to drop out now because you were too worked up to continue. All right. I won't keep you in suspense anymore. Well, the first thing that's going to happen is us crossing the finish line together. We're probably in dead last place at this point, but that's more than okay. The important thing is that you'll have done it. You'll have finished your first marathon. The adrenaline rush you're feeling now will still be going strong. Your brain will release a ton of dopamine and all sorts of fun chemicals. You might even try something uncharacteristically bold since I'll be celebrating along with you. You'll pull me in for a celebratory hug, and I'll be sure to grind on your very erect cock just a bit so that no one else notices. We'll both be feeling the chemical explosion hard at this point. I'll whisper something sexy in your ear, and you'll basically melt into putty in my hands. We'll go back to my place right away. And when we get there, you'll probably get excited and start undressing right away. But I'll tell you, not yet. Because much like running a marathon, this reward is going to test your endurance. I'll begin to slowly take my clothes off, one article at a time. First my top to give my heavy, sweaty breast some room to breathe. Then my bra so that you can see them in all their naked glory. But I know what you're really into. And that's why I saved them for last. I'll kick off my running shoes, one at a time. And then I'll peel my socks off nice and slowly just to tease you a little bit. At that point, I'll be completely nude aside from my leggings. You'll hardly be able to pick your jaw up off the floor. I'll ask you if you want to worship my legs in these tight pants. It's a rhetorical question, of course. I already know how you'll answer. And so do you. Don't you? I'll sit on the bed and let you get to work, sticking your head in between my thighs and making your way lower and lower, admiring, worshipping every inch of these legs I've trained to perfection. Kissing, licking, sniffing every inch of them. So close to my already dripping pussy that You get a whiff of my pheromones. The anticipation builds as you get all the way down to my calves, until finally you arrive at my feet. Much like we talked about earlier, you're gonna give them a nice, long worship. These are the feet that will carry you to victory, after all. I think we both agree that they deserve a bit of worship. Swirling your tongue in between every toe, giving my heels special attention. Once I'm satisfied, I'll tell you to stand up. And without warning, I'll turn around and grind on your cock a bit with this plump, heart-shaped ass that you seem so fascinated by. I'm sure I'll be able to feel you leaking through your shorts at this point. The tease will be driving you absolutely crazy. Well, that's too bad. Because I still won't be done teasing you. After a bit of grinding, it'll finally be time for me to take the leggings off. I'll peel them off nice and slow, letting you take in the sight of my bare legs. Giving you time to process it. Giving your cock time to throb even harder than it already is. Then, I'll tell you it's your turn to take your clothes off. I don't think you'll hesitate for even a second. It'll feel so good to give your cock a bit of room to breathe. And I just know I'm gonna like what I see. The body of someone improving themselves. Next, I'll push you onto my bed, and you'll be way too flustered to resist me even a little bit. I'll climb on top of you and straddle your midsection. You'll feel the warmth of my leaking pussy against your abs. So close to the cock that's just aching for relief. I'll tell you to stretch your arms out for me, and I'm sure you'll comply. And I'll take the bed sheets and bind your wrists to the bed. You'll wriggle around a bit to make sure that they're tight. I assure you, they will be. You'll get that mischievous smirk I'm so well known for, and you'll be so desperate to feel the inside of my pussy at this point. I'll grind on your abs a bit, letting out a few soft moans of pure pleasure. At this point, your cock will be harder than you even thought possible. You'll finally be ready for me. I'll lower myself down to your waist and gently guide you into my waiting, welcoming entrance. The pleasure is gonna be intense. Oh, like nothing you've ever felt before. You're gonna jolt and writhe from excitement. Oh, but your bonds are gonna hold. You'll be at my mercy. You like that thought? Being completely at my mercy. Utterly helpless to do anything but submit to the pleasure I'm about to bring you. You'll buck up into me as I ride you nice and easy. I'm gonna start things slow. A nice, easy pace so that we can both ride that edge for a little bit. Think of it as another marathon. Only this one might be even more demanding than the last. At this point, I'll probably be moaning pretty hard from the pleasure of it all. It's okay if you let out a few moans and whimpers yourself. Oh, yes. I'd love to hear your cute little noises. At this point, I bet you get a little overexcited. I can't say that I blame you. This'll be fresh off of your marathon, after all. So I'll tell you to take it slow, easy, and focus on your breathing. In. Out. It's not a sprint after all. Memorize the rhythm we're currently running at. 1 and 2, nice and easy. We're gonna finish when we finish. There's no point in rushing. Keep it in your mind for later. That's the rhythm I want you thrusting at once you're finally inside of me. Of course, we'll pick it up after a while. Speeding up ever so slightly. The pleasure will begin to ramp up as you thrust. Oh, faster and faster. Your hands bound too tight to do anything but lean back and let out another moan of ecstasy as I do the same. Then you'll speed up even more. I would allow it this time, 'cause I'll also be practically writhing with pleasure at this point. Up and down, up and down. You'll be high off the scent of my legs and pussy that you just inhaled. Your entire middle coated in my juices. Your shorts that are sticky with pre-cum lying on the ground beside the bed. You'll be feeling so good. Better than you've ever felt. You'll speed up even more. It's too much for you. Too much for us both. We'll both understand that it's almost time to finish. Up and down, up and down. Watching my beautiful tits bouncing as I ride you harder, harder. Breathing so quickly now. Practically panting. Moaning so loud. You're doing so good. Holding absolutely nothing back. Like a mid-distance runner sprinting the final lap. Oh, give me everything you've got. And imagine how good it's gonna feel when you do. Go as fast and as hard as you can. Yes, that's it. No slowing down now. That final burst. I can feel it now. The excitement building. The pleasure growing more and more. It's so good. You're doing so good. And I know it wasn't easy to hold out for so long, but oh, I think you're finally about ready to finish up now. Yes, finish for me. One last big push. You can do it. I know you can. Finish for me. All right. All finished. How does it feel to run your first marathon? Oh, did you not even realize how close we were to the end? In that case, I suppose my method worked. I kept your mind focused on one thing while your body took over the running. You did an amazing job. It's not something everyone can do, and honestly, it was kind of hot to see you pushing through your fatigue like that. I'm sure the motivation of the reward also helped a lot. I was mostly teasing about the adrenaline rush, but I really am feeling it now. That runner's high, that special, unique high I get from talking to you like this. And I don't think it'd be very nice of me to promise you a reward and not deliver on it. It doesn't have to play out exactly like my idea. We can do whatever you're comfortable with. What, did you think you were the only one excited about the reward? How do you think I kept myself so motivated? I have a feeling that you are just dying to see what's under these likings, and I know that I want to see what you've got in your shorts. What do you say? Do you want to come back to my place? There's only one caveat if you agree. You see, I don't have a car or anything, so we'll have to jog there. Only teasing. No, seriously. Come on.